Blog Talk Radio.
Superstars, we out here having a good time tonight. Man, I want to say a big shout out to my Parkey team tonight. Now, hey, who let them girls in here? All right, now wait a minute. Anyway, I want to make a big shout out to all the barbecue teams. And I know there's a lot of KCBS teams that are out there competing, going for the gold this weekend. And we want to wish everybody at KCBS a whole lot of luck and want to give an attaboy to all the hard workers that organize all them competitions and the reps that are out there representing KCBS and trying to do a good job with the judging and all the different parts of competition. Because you know what? Barbecue competition is hard work. There's a lot of good people who know what they're doing that get out there and do a good job week in and week out. And we want to just give everybody a big hail yeah. Now, I tell you, it's been a great week. We actually launched our sanctions body. We've got all the stuff on the front of the website right there. We've got national ranking. We've got the team of the year score and the events list. And all you got to do is sign up, folks. We'll ship out the sanctioned material on how to judge and how to line up the teams and basically how to set your whole event up. We're doing tailgating now. We're not a barbecue sanctioned body. We are a tailgating body. And, folks, we got a competition to sanction today. And we'll be going to Texas and doing a tailgating competition to raise money for a bunch of children down there. It's for Children Protective Services situation. And she's always looking for ways to try to raise money. So we're going to try to get a bunch of teams from the Texas colleges to come out and support the children and lay down some of the best tailgating that's ever been laid down. We hope to put together a fantastic competition. And, of course, we'll be doing television, and I do have live feed now, so we might be able to hook up some live feed television, but we're going to do television and live radio on site, have some people on the air on Friday night, and have the results on Saturday. Same thing we've been doing on barbecue. Well, we hope you've had a great barbecue week this week. We've had a great barbecue week, and we just don't know what we would do without barbecue. We just love it so much, and I tell you what, folks, barbecue is a way of life, and, you know, if you're a barbecue competitor or a barbecue company, work with your barbecue teams. Work with your fellow barbecue people that are out there trying to make a living on it, because, you know, unless we all work together, we can't succeed. And, you know, let other people argue and fight and have problems. On this side of the world, let's make it a great place to live, a great place to be, and let's all stick together and bring and advance the state of barbecue. I don't know if any of y'all know about the National Barbecue Association, but you know, the National Barbecue Association is a fantastic organization. It really has helped bring the financial side of barbecue around where people can make money, people can make a living on barbecue. Take your sauce all the way from the kitchen table to the grocery store shelf using the National Barbecue Association. Take your utensil or your tool that's great for barbecue all the way from your garage to Walmart. Take your grill all the way from your shop where you build it or wherever that you might end up being where you're working on it, all the way to Costco. The National Barbecue Association can do that for you. And you know what? We need to think in terms of barbecue living, everyday life of living barbecue. Get a credit card that says KCBS. Get your checks and let it say National Barbecue Association. Or get a check and get a picture of your favorite barbecue sauce or your favorite barbecue restaurant. I mean, let's start getting our everyday working materials that we work with. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If we all do that and you go to the store and you lay down your checkbook, somebody that doesn't know about the barbecue lifestyle might look over and say, hey, what's that right there? Oh, well, that right there is Stubbs Barbecue Sauce. Do you know who Stubbs is? No, I don't know him. Well, look, man, go to his website. And you know, from way back years ago, he cooked the best barbecue that anybody ever saw. And he's got a great history of barbecue and got a great family. Why don't you get in touch with him and try to learn more about Stubbs? And maybe you can go in your backyard and build yourself a cooker. And you and your family can calm down on a Friday afternoon, get the barbecue on, cook it all night long. And the next day at lunch, watch the football game and eat some great barbecue. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you, if you really want to cook pro barbecue, if you're a barbecue team and you're out there competing day in and day out, there's only one way to go. Now, you know, we all started on offsets. Did you know that John Willingham had the patent on offsets? That's right. Good old John Willingham has just got an award for competing for 30 years. And Memphis of May actually has a written patent through the patent office for offset cookers. You know, from the patent and from doing offset cookers, really where we went was insulated cookers. You know, then along came backwoods smokers. And backwoods was the next step in the evolution of great cookers. Backwoods has served the barbecue community well. It dominates Memphis in May. And, you know, from backwoods, we got Stumps. We got Superior Cookers, which I think they don't exist anymore. We got one called TNT Smokers. There's been some other insulated cookers come along. Stumps has been a great model over the years. Stumps has revolutionized for a lot of championship cookers the fact that they can get some rest and they can concentrate on their boxes a lot better. But you know what, folks? Now that we've done offsets, now that we've done backwoods, now that we've done Stumps and Superior and TNT, there is a new step in the evolution of the best cookers ever made. And, folks, that's Deep South. Deep South Smokers. Friends, you go on Facebook, look up DeepSouthSmokers. Deep South Smokers, he's right there. Folks, this thing cooks the same temperature front to back, side to side. It holds a whole bunch of charcoal. It burns 1 pound an hour. He's got this apparatus in the bottom of the chamber that just circulates the heat perfectly. So guess what happens? Now, I've heard a few people out there will say, oh, well, I like a hot spot because I can do better with my burnt ends. Well, I was with a certain person who's been saying that. And on one of the cookers that they use, they burnt the ribs this week. Why? Because there's a 30-degree difference in the chamber from front to back, and he got them too far back. He burned them, and he didn't do well in the competition. It's never good when the chamber is hot there and cold over here. Now, if you're a great pit master and you can run around it and put it in the corner and then bring it back and you know exactly where the hot spot is mentally, you know where the places are to put it, well, credit to you. I'm sure there's some cookers out there like Chris Lilly and Yazoo Delta Q and people of that name and stature who can do that stuff expertly. And there might be some people that just have cooked on this cooker for 30 years and know what they're doing. But you know what's easier is to not have to do that. You know, you buy yourself a Deep South smoker, you ain't got any room. Gee whiz, you go ahead and put them ribs all the way in the back so you can put your chicken in the front. Oh, wait a minute. We need to put some extra brisket right over here on the side. Well, we ain't got enough of the room in the bottom chamber because we're competing and vending, so we're going to load the bottom chamber down with nothing but brisket, and we're going to put the Boston butts and the chickens and the ribs all up top. Well, you know what? If you got hot spots, you just burnt the stuff in the back, and the stuff that's up front's not going to be done. But you know what? Not with a Deep South smoker. Deep South smoker is the same temperature all the way around, so guess what? You just stick whatever you want, wherever you want. And when the guru says 300, guess what? The guru is right from front to back. Now, we had another situation where I was out. And, folks, a guru got caught in the door. At least that's what they said. The guru got caught in the door. That means the temperature wasn't right. And then they burnt something. You know, it's hard to pay $1,000, $1,500 and go to a contest and burn it. You know, I mean, that has got to be one of the most disgusting things that could happen after all that hard work and effort and all the traveling set up, and then the cooker burn it because the temperature wasn't right on the guru. Folks, why risk it? Now, I'll make a prediction. You know, I'm not always right, but bird's eye view of things. In 5 years, it'll be Deep South smokers. I mean, you're going to look out there, and everybody who had a backwoods or a stump will have Deep South. A lot of the big guys are looking at it now because, folks, it's heavy. It ain't no 300 or 400-pound cooker, but you know what? You can't control the temperature in something if you ain't got a little meat around that heat. So look, folks, get in touch with Randall Bowman from Deep South Smokers. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Deep Barbecue go as far as it can go. And, you know, you get 30, 40, 50% of the teams with a Deep South, and they can ease off that putting a piece of wood in there every 45 minutes. And even though I put the wood in, I've got to check one end of the offset because I know here just doesn't get hot enough. But then if you raise the tongue, it got too hot. Fighting it. You know, when you have fatigue from putting the wood in the offset, that didn't win you the contest. That made you lose the contest. Unless you did happen to win because you had to fight that fatigue of staying up all night. Because I tell you, 11:30, 12 o'clock in the morning, after you've been up all night long, that brisket box will get you. More people are laid on their brisket box than any other box that they turn in. Leave a paper towel in it. Leave a red piece of paper towel in it. Leave a piece of tinfoil in it because it's stuck on the bottom of the brisket and you didn't realize when you put your brisket pieces in there, underneath, by God, there was a piece of tinfoil stuck to the bottom. Guess what? DQ. And you know, your fatigue. And it's not your fault. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. And you know, there's some great offset cookers. There are. They're great backyard models. Let the backyard cooks compete with them and let the backyard people cook with them out here. Because you know what? There's a lot of money at stake. You know, you win that GC, you get the $3,000, the $2,500, even the $10,000 check, it makes that Deep South smoker a whole lot more worth it. So, you know what? Give Randall Bowman a lot of credit for all his hard work. You know, there are good people in barbecue, and Rod Gray got on Draper's barbecue sauce show, Draper's Getting Sauce, and he really helped out a lot of barbecue people with how to get sponsorships, how to hold on to sponsorships. And you know what? He gave of himself. And you know, Randall's one of those guys. He's got a top-notch competition out there with the National Barbecue Cup. Now he's moved into making probably the premier best cooker in the world. And call him up. He'll help you all that he can. And, you know, that's the kind of people that you want to get involved with. That's the kind of people that you want to form lifetime long friendships with. And Randall Bowman is one of those. So if you buy one of his cookers, you're going to be satisfied because he's never going to let you go without. He'll work on it. He'll do whatever he's got to do. I doubt he'll ever have to because, you know, I've told him, and I'll refer to this analogy one more time. If you look at a Stubbs and a Backwoods and a Superior and some of these other ones, they're nice, but to me, they're the Kobelco of insulated cookers. And what Randall Bowman got there is the Caterpillar. Now, I told Randall this story. I'm going to say it again because this is really where it's at. I rented a Kobelco one time to take up the foundation in a great big building, and I liked to broke the arm off of it. I dug all the way around it. I grabbed a hold of the foundation. I pushed it one way, pushed the other, and track covers were strong. But it was a 220 Kobelco, about a 1998, and I had to pull it to the side because I'm sure the rental people would have made me pay for it if I'd have broke the arm off of it. But the 350 Caterpillar that we had was tore down, and we had a 200 Caterpillar over on the side, and we went and got the 200, and by God, reached down on the foundation, grabbed it, it broke the concrete instantly, and set it over, and so we waited on the truck, so we piled it up, we hauled that foundation off. You know, Caterpillars are just made out of stronger steel, and you know, when you get up beside a real nice Caterpillar, it's like your weight and your strength is so inferior to that big machine. You could just feel the substantial thickness and weight of the steel. And the steel don't break. You know, you can put a caterpillar pretty much in any situation, break the rock, you know, dig the concrete. It'll do what it's doing. And when I get beside and I'm around Randall's cookers, that's the feeling I get. That thing's substantial. You don't want it falling on you. And once you just cook to the log a little bit, it'll cook a whole lot of meat, because by the time that steel cools off, there's a whole lot of stuff going to be cooked. And it's a great cooker, man. So think about that analogy when you go to look at cookers. And I tell you what, take it out on a test drive, and if you can rent one from Randall, if he's got any units that can be rented, you know, rent a unit or get with him and go cook with Danny Kugel. And just check it out, folks. I'm going to tell you, it's the next step in the evolution. Well, it's Friday night. I know everybody's worked hard all week. And I know everybody's tired and everything. And, shoot, we're going to have us a good time. And, you know, I was going to never do a Hell Yeah show again. But you know what? I don't know. I got with these guys when I first started Barbecue Superstars. Drew Levenis, I love you, Drew. I miss Drew. Drew is a really good guy. And he's crazy. I mean, he's fun, man. And then BK Barbecue. Now, I'm going to blame Brad. But they were hell yeah crazy. And I said hell yeah more than them, but they got me saying it. And I can't quit. Now, I was somewhere this week, and I was talking to somebody. I said, you know, I got to quit saying hell yeah, because it's really not sponsor friendly. And they said, well, it's just a slogan. Yeah, but it's a cuss word, hell. And, but, you know, I stood there and they said, talking about something. I said, you know what, hell yeah. And then they said something else, and I was like, hell yeah. You know what? I've just been hell yeah. I can't quit saying hell yeah. And I'm sorry for any sponsors that might get mad at me, but hell yeah. You know that I have noticed a lot of different liquor companies advertising on my beer night out. And Jim Beam with that new red beer or whatever that, and he's on there, Jack Daniels. I've got Royal, everybody's advertising up to the right, to the right hand side of my radio for beer night out. So all you liquor companies, hell yeah. And if you got your beer now, let's try to open you a new one right now before this song's over. Let's try to kill it.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, your Red Solo cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass.
Red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to attack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Some beer runs down in front of my back. Well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I see you in blue.
All right, now I got to bust up in the middle of this song right here and put my beer down. And there is a young lady out there who happens to be in Franklin, North Carolina tonight. That is one of the nicest barbecue gals in the United States. Now, she's got a husband named Roger that might be the champion barbecue cook that he is today because of a nice lady named Marcia who has a birthday today. And we want to play Marcia a song on Beer Night Out, Marcia Wise and Roger Wise of Pickin' Porkers, which are in Franklin, North Carolina. And Roger and Marcia have done very well in the KCBS, and they are some unsung heroes outside of the KCBS because they're so humble. You know, it's not often that you meet truly humble, good people in this world. But, you know, Ron and Wise are championship big-time cooks that aren't hailed enough out front. But, you know, every single week you look up and you'll see Roger and Marcia at the major competitions competing like crazy. So we're going to start Red Solo Cup again. And Marcia, for all you do, this song is for you. Right? Both of you. Happy birthday, y'all.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, your Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to attack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up.
but only you, Red, will do for this fella, cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No.
You're my friend.
Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party. Woo! Red Solo Cup. Red Solo.
Shout out to Barbecue Oil. Barbecue Oil is located in Oregon, somewhere outside of Portland, almost up into Washington State. And Pink Liquors Barbecue has got a great product in Barbecue Oil. We just gave away 12 bottles up in Dillo, Georgia. We hope you get some orders out of that. If you haven't ever tried Barbecue Oil, then go to www.bbqoil.com and make sure you get yourself a case. Because I tell you, one or two ain't going to do it. Because get the taste in that barbecue oil, you're going to flip your lid. It is that good. And we appreciate a man out there in Portland, Oregon. And hope he's got his food truck out, his big old grill, and headed down to the camp fair or where he's going to get up there and cook and put some great product out there. I tell you right now, it's just pull one up. And I tell you what, Barbecue Superstars has been going through so much change. You know, I've really been busy, folks, and if I'm not on Facebook as much as I have been before, I will be. I've been working on our store. I've been writing the rules and getting the paperwork together for the Barbecue Superstar National Tailgate League. And we have it all. The printer has printed up the rules, the scorecards, the judging papers, the all the different paperwork. And I'll tell you what, now, folks, my hat's off to KCBS, SDN, SCBA, and FBA, GBA, NEB, PNWBA, IBC, Gold Coast, all these guys. Putting on a barbecue competition is not easy, and I give them all credit. Ours is a tailgate league competition, but it ends up being basically the same thing. And there's a whole bunch of people down at the Georgia Dome tonight. We'll be heading down there in the morning, and we'll be reporting the results live on the radio, on the BNTL network tomorrow. I have to find out what time so I can schedule a show. And, shoot, I tell you what, man, we appreciate everybody coming by tonight on Beer Night Out on Barbecue Superstar. And we'd like to hear from a drunken Scotsman right quick.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside this tree. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, see yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. Ring ding diddle little addio, ring da diddly io. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman, quiet as could be. Lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see. And there, behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle little addio, ring da diddly io. Was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, we must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along. As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonnie star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle little addio, ring da diddly io. Around the bonnie star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Ring ding diddle little addio, ring da diddly io. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
Put their ribbons when you wear them. Or be sober enough to make sure it don't go in the wrong place, if you know what I mean. And I tell you what, it's going to be a big football season this year, and I can't wait for all of it to get started. And I hope that you and yours are doing good tonight. And we just want to make sure that Marsha Wise knows that Barbecue Superstars is wishing her the biggest and best happy birthday that she's ever had. You know, the Wise family has blessed us all. We were down in Columbia, South Carolina, at the farmer's market, and Roger and Marsha came up, and they did a cook in the test kitchen there. It's a demonstration kitchen. And I'll never forget what a wonderful job that Roger and his wife did in that test kitchen. And they didn't cook barbecue that day. They cooked blackened fish and blackened chicken, and they cooked a lot of gourmet stuff. And, you know, at that competition, Roger and them did a anything but competition, and Roger and Marsha literally laid out a gourmet three-course meal right there at the farmer's market. And I can't understand why they didn't win that anything but. I still hate it. You know, that's the way competition goes, though, and I understand. But, you know, if it had been me as an event organizer, I probably would have had to just walk over and give them the first prize check and shook their hand before the judging got done. Because, you know, that's one of the wonderful things is that not all the barbecue cooks are knowledgeable, good gourmet cooks. But, you know, Roger Wise, Bubba Latimer knows a lot about gourmet cooking. So does Roger. And Danny Kugel from Pitbulls Up in Smoke. Danny Kugel could take anything, and cook it and make it super, super delicious. Danny Kugel is not only just a good barbecue cook, he is a fantastic gourmet cook, which means he should be on CHOP. He should be on all the competition television shows out there in the United States. And any cooking competition that is ever put up, I would put Danny Kugel up against anybody, anytime, any place, because he's a good bet to win it. And he's got a barbecue cooking school, and it's worth taking. It's Danny Kugel. It's Pitbulls Up in Smoke Online Barbecue School. And make sure you go by and check it and buy it, because he goes into great detail. He'll tell you from A to Z. If you never cooked in a barbecue competition, Danny will take it through you. And you know, the thing about it is you can play it at the competition. You can play it while you're at the competition. I mean, you can't do better than that. I mean, if it's a big-time mega championship barbecue cook, you get on the computer while you're actually cooking and take you step by step. He's got spreadsheets. He's got update videos. He's got all four categories. He's got the GBA pork loin now competition cook. He's going to do FBA, GBA, SBN. He'll do them all. Get his online barbecue school. Get a lifetime membership and learn from one of the absolute best who's ever taken up barbecue and bought himself a championship barbecue trailer and got out on the road and done a good job. Danny Kugel is a superstar in barbecue. Make sure Pit Bulls Up in Smoke online barbecue school. That's all you need to know in order to. But there's another guy, Pirate 50, Dale Wilson. That's a regular wild man. And I got to tell you, he's a pirate. He is a real pirate.
Yo ho ho and the bottle of rum.
The other day, and he says it don't give him a headache, and I think that's one of the reasons that some of the pirates used to drink it back in the day, is because it didn't give him a headache or a big hangover, but it sure did make you feel good. And ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of rum every once in a while, gin and tonic, you know, a little this and that mixed up, got to mix it up a little bit. And man, it's Friday night now. We got Pigtastic, Darren from North Carolina, doing some practice runs tonight. He's getting ready to do a competition up in Salisbury, North Carolina at the Tilly Harlow Davidson on September 14th. Make sure you check the KCBS website for that one. That's going to be a great competition. If you haven't competed before, that's a good place to start. There'll be some stars out there that will help you get your cook on and teach you what you need to know to get started. And I tell you, that's one thing about the barbecue world is they will step out and try to help if you're a new hand at it. We want to get as many people involved in this thing as we can, and that's part of the love of barbecue. Barbecue Superstar National Tailgate League. Have you checked it out yet on the website? That's right. It's right on the front there. We've got place for events and everything, and we need to start lining these events up, see if we can't get some competitions going and get people interested, because I tell you, you'll know where you stand up against people from all the way across the country all the way out to here, you'll know where you stand every day, all the time. The national rankings on the right, the events are on the left. And once we start getting a lot of events lined up, then there'll be an events page, and you'll be able to see all the events by month, year, date, the whole nine yards. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Well, I guess we're going to go for tonight. We appreciate everybody that came by, and we hope that you have a great weekend. And we just want to say, hey, to all the barbecue teams, and keep your head down, cook hard, work hard, and try to get your process together so you can stand up and get your name called last. When you're the last one called, that's a good day.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
In the city, in a little subdivision, her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south for some higher education, put her on a fast track.
This has been a Barbecue Superstars Network production.
fucking man, fuck all month up. I don't know why I've done that. Oh, it's because of this up here. If I'm getting ready here. Dude, it's hard to put shit in there, man. Okay. Let's cut them off. Tailgate. Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, it's not good enough. It's not. Oh, I didn't put a day.